Today, the latest reads on business confidence. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, working on the latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Roy Morgan has just released their latest business confidence results for October, which is based on 1,104 interviews with a cross-section of Australian businesses. In summary, business confidence is now just below the 8-year average at 115.5. And they said that business confidence dropped 4.6 points or 4.2% down to 106 in October, putting it at its lowest level since the federal election back in mid-May. The fall was heaviest in forward-looking indicators, with the largest decline concerning business prospects this time next year. Even so, a slim majority of businesses at 50.4% say that the coming year is, quote, a good time to invest in growing the business. The October 2019 business confidence levels is 7.1 points lower than it was a year ago and 9.5 points below the long-term average of 115.5. And it is now also well below the latest ANZ Roy Morgan consumer confidence, which was at 113.5 on November the 2nd and 3rd, 2019. And medium-sized businesses with an annual turnover of between $5 and $50 million have led the broad-based decline. And business confidence among this group has dropped to just 105.1, down 33.1 points from October 2019. That's a decline of 24%. Micro-businesses, small businesses and large businesses have also suffered declines, falling between 5.7 points to 9.3 points over the last year, putting them more in line with the overall decline of 7.1 points. The drop was widespread, with five states experiencing a decline. Victorian business confidence is below the neutral level of 100 for the first time since the survey began in 2010, while in South Australia it is the lowest of any state, having fallen below the neutral level of 100 for the first time in 2 years. New South Wales is the sole exception, with business confidence up in October, giving it the highest result of any state. And NAB released their monthly business survey for October. Both business conditions and confidence remain below average, despite the fact that both saw a slight improvement, with conditions 1 point higher and confidence lifting 2 points. Looking at conditions, the employment index was unchanged in the month at 4 index points. This level is consistent with employment growth of around 18,000 per month over the next 6 months. And while this is lower than the level suggested in early 2018, it still points, they say, to relatively healthy employment growth. At present, the employment index is highest in mining, where the survey suggests that employment continues to grow well above average in the sector. Finance, business and property services also relatively high and above its own average. Recreation and personal services is third highest, also above average levels for that industry. Employment in the construction sector is currently around average, despite the clear downturn in residential construction, and this reflects in part the very high starting point of employment demand in the sector, which has eased back significantly since early 2018. Employment, though, is very weak in retail and wholesale, with the index well into negative territory and well below average for these industries. This is not surprising, given the weakening in trading and profitability reported in these sectors over the past year. Employment in manufacturing is above its industry average, but suggests little growth in the industry. By state, the employment index is highest in Tasmania, followed by New South Wales and South Australia. These states are all currently well above their long-term averages. Victoria, Queensland and Western Australia currently see weaker employment and below average outcomes in the survey. So NAB concludes that to date, official labour market data has continued to show strength despite the significant slowdown evident in the private sector. Employment has grown at well above the rate of population growth for some time, and the participation rate is at very high levels. The unemployment rate is around a quarter of a percentage point higher than its recent trough and above recent estimates of full employment, but remains historically low at 5.2%. For now, the survey has mirrored official data, suggesting that the labour market has held up well, notwithstanding ongoing weak wage growth and the weakening in activity. And we got a read direct from the two major property portals, with REA's CEO saying the crash in property sales is about as bad as it can get and it's the worst market we've ever seen. And Domain's Pellegrino likened the current market to the 1990s, a time when an economic downturn hit the banks and Westpac posted a $1.6 billion loss. Australia was in a form of recession until the September quarter of 1991. It's an extraordinary period, Mr. Pellegrino told the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age after Domain's annual general meeting on Monday morning, adding real estate agents were also facing the same pressures on fewer listings. Domain's digital revenue was down 8% for the year so far, compared to an 11% decline in the fourth quarter in 2019, and total revenue was down 12% over the period. So let's be clear, lower turnover is hitting the real estate sector hard, as we discussed some time back with our property insider, Edwin Almeida. Construction companies are not shifting the high-rise units that they're building, new building approvals are slowing, and lending is easing back. So based on all these reads, it looks like more trouble ahead. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.